מבינים שזה כל דרך החסידוס, זה דרך עבודת השם. השם טוב brought down to the world. He was the teacher of so to speak, a new דרך in serving Hashem. But really, it's not the right way, really, to characterize Chassidus as a derech. It's not only a derech. Chassidus is really a new esgalus, a new revelation, a revelation that Hashem revealed to the world. In other words, there's a certain esgalus that the Rebbe will reveal in the times of Mashiach, only some Mashiach. When the Pasuk says, Ki Torah Me'iti Seitzei, we know, or Sforim, that the Galus, the revelation of secrets of Torah, is basically the right time of this Galus of secrets of Torah is in the times of Mashiach. Mashiach, the time of Bi'ez Mashiach, the Pasuk says, the color void Marecha, the Necher Reis Es Marecha. It will be a time where the Avodas Hashem will be in a different level than today. The Tachas will be on a much higher level. In other words, the main idea will be that there wouldn't be a Yetzirah, there wouldn't be the bearer of Tov Ra, separation of good from evil, getting rid of the evil, getting rid of the Ra, and attaching itself to the Tov. It will be like we have today in a certain aspect. Shabbos is a time when it's the Avodas Hashem is on a much higher level. It's a time when the Avodas Hashem is basically on not separating the Ra from the Tov. Of course, everything's relative. Of course, we have today also Yetzirah on Shabbos too, but everything is relative to the weekdays. Shabbos is a time of neshama, Yom the Neshmasa, a time of neshama, and the Avodas Hashem is the Samlig al Hashem, to attach yourself to Hashem. It's called the Sfarim Bir Toiv Mitoiv. In other words, you could be good and you could be even better, you could be much better. So you have to try Shabbos to be as best as you can, but it's not the time of being Mavara the Toiv from the Ra, separating the Toiv from the Ra. In other words, it's not a time of that a person has to indulge himself in working against the Yetzirah. He has to work on the light of the Neshama, bringing light, attaching himself only to the Torah, like he's in a world of Kula Torah. This is the Avodah of Yemos HaMashiach. And this Galus of Torah, which pertains to Yemos HaMashiach, is also the Torah which doesn't speak. In other words, it will be a new galus in the meaning of Torah, a new revelation how to understand Torah on a deeper level, and on that deeper level, the purpose of that Torah would be to attach yourself with dveikus to the Ribono Shel Olam, and not to be mevar the Torah from the Ra. Now the Ribono Shel Olam. Planned out times, certain generations, certain times, when the version is Megala reveals a Me'ein of Yemos HaMashiach, a certain, it's like called the Psura Toiva, resemblance of the times of Mashiach, which prepares the world to Yemos HaMashiach. Maybe it's important I should be Makdim before. Whatever I'm speaking now is the shit of Chassidus. I'm explaining Chassidus according to how Chassidus looks at Chassidus. In other words, if you're not a Chassid, you're a Misnagid. If you're not an Apikoris, you're a Misnagid. Chassidus is not Yiddishkeit. Chassidus is a derech Yiddishkeit, and Chassidus doesn't consider Misnagdim Chas v'Sholom, anything close to Chas v'Sholom, not Yidden, not a precursor Chas v'Sholom. Chassidim had the greatest respect for the Gedolei HaMisnagdim. On the contrary, Chassidim didn't even blame Misnagdim for being Misnagdim, not accepting Chassidim. The fact that Chassidim wasn't accepted in the whole of Klal Yisrael is part of the plan of the Rebbein Shem. It could be part of our fault. It could be part of the fault we were in Zoicha. We were in Zoicha that Chassidim should be accepted on all of Klal Yisrael. And Misnagdim are not more to blame than the Chassidim themselves. If Chassidim would be real Chassidim, maybe Misnagdim would also accept Chassidim. It's not to blame when we speak about Misnagdim, about Tzaddikim, real Tzaddikim. Tzaddikim Emes, so when they don't accept Chassidim, when you find something, a fault, so to speak, in them, it's not their fault, it's the fault of the world. It's a state of the world. The world wasn't ready. Maybe we are. Maybe it's part of the plan of the Rebbe Yishloim. Maybe we are at fault, but we weren't zoicha that Chassidus should be revealed to all of Klal Yisrael. If we would be zoicha, then it would be probably, but that's how Chassidus looks at it. It would be a big kiruv to Yimei Samashiach. Would be mekarv the world closer to Yimei Samashiach. And it's part of the matzav olam that the world wasn't zoich yet to Mashiach, and wasn't zoich yet to that curve of Yemos Mashiach, which Chassidus is one of the tools of being mekarev Yemos Mashiach. And again, that's only the shit of Chassidus. And if you don't have that shit, so you have a right not to have that shit. The big gedolim, big misnagdim, which are accepted in all of Klal Yisrael. And then it's a machlokes, like you have all machlokes. It's a machlokes, yesham kach, yesham kach. And we're speaking here according to the shit of Chassidus, according to how Chassidus looks at Chassidus. So, Kedoyloi, Baal Pnimi Sater, and the derech of revealing Pnimi Sater, secrets of Torah through Avodas Hashem, bringing down Pnimis HaTorah down to Derech and Avodah, living with it. That's all part of the Indian of bringing closer the Indian of Mashiach. It was like the Dor of Reb Shem Bar Yochai. Dor of Reb Shem Bar Yochai was a generation that in Zohar has mentioned many times. That the Dor of Reb Shem Bar Yochai was like a Dor which is one of the greatest doers, one of the greatest generations. There's a great revelation in the time of Reb Shem Bar Yochai, big tzaddikim, the talmidim of Reb Shem Bar Yochai. Of course, they were limited, at least bezgalus, in a revealed sense, only to their school, their cheder, the cheder of the talmidim of Reb Shem Bar Yochai. And there, in their dalad amos, in their yeshiva, in their cheder, there was bezgalus gilu eliyori. There was biggest galus and big iris came down to the world, and of course that served as a certain purification to the spiritual atmosphere of the whole world. It served as a tikkun of Nishmas Yisrael. Nishmas Yisrael had big tikkunim through that. It doesn't have to be in a revealed sense. They themselves don't have to know what's happening, but it's a fact that happened. It happened that the world was zoicha to a certain light. What that light does exactly to the world, what type of purification that brings to the world, what tikkun that brings to the world, it's from the Nestorius L'Shem Alekein. The Rebbein Shloim leads the world to Yemos HaMashiach in his own way, but in the cheder of Reb Shem Bar Yochai, in the dal damas of Reb Shem Bar Yochai, it was a main of Yemos HaMashiach. It was mamish like Yemos HaMashiach. He went into that cheder. It was mamish the Gan Eden. It was Yemos HaMashiach. It was mamish Gilu Eliyahu. It was greatest galus. It had an effect, a certain effect, a spiritual effect, a ruchnistic effect on the entire world, and it brought big oiris to the entire world, which, through a certain way, we don't know the exact, we can't define it, bezgalus, but it served a purification to the entire world, to bring the world closer to Yemos HaMashiach. That's why you find in Shas, you could see a very interesting note. You see in Shas, when you could go through whole Shas and find Reb Shimon, and you'll come to the conclusion that Reb Shimon was a Tana like all Tanoim. It was a Tana, great Tana. You find great things about Reb Shimon Bechoy in Shas. Reb Shimon Bechoy, Doyer, you find the idea of Doyer Reb Shimon Bechoy, the generation of Reb Shimon Bechoy, you find it in Shas. But after all what's said in Shas about Reb Shimon Bechoy, you can come to the conclusion Reb Shimon Bechoy was like a Remeya, was like a Yehuda, was like the old Tanoim in Shas. You open up a Zohar, and you see Reb Shimon Bechoy something else completely. Reb Shimon Bechoy, but Tzinnah the Kedish, everything is bottled to Reb Shimon Bechoy. Everyone is, Reb Shimon Bechoy is it. He's the Tzadik Yisoy Doilam, and everything revolves around Reb Shimon Bechoy. He's the Beitzinah Kedisha, he's the light of the Rebbein Shem, the world, and everything doesn't, Reb Yehuda is one of his Talmidim, Reb Yehuda of Shas is one of his Talmidim, Reb Abba is Rav and Shas, also one of his Talmidim, everything is Reb Shem Bechoy. So what's Pshat here? In Shas you find Reb Shem Bechoy, he's like another Tana. And in Zohar you see Reb Shem Bechoy, he's everything. That's the answer, because Reb Shimon Bechoy, in his besmedrash, he was by Tzinnah Kedisha. In his besmedrash, everything revolved around Reb Shimon Bechoy. As soon as he stepped out of the besmedrash, he was a Tana like Ol Tanoim. It wasn't the time of this galus of Reb Shimon Bechoy outside, in the Olam of Niglus HaTorah. That was the, in other words, this galus HaTorah of Pnimis HaTorah, of secret HaTorah, had its boundaries, had its gedarim. In the Pnimis Oilamas, in the Pnimis of the worlds, in the Besmadr Reb Shimon Bechoy, there was the Zgalus. In the Shamas, the Pnimis and the Shamas felt it. But outside, it wasn't Rishus. There was no Rishus to be Megalad on the outside. That's a Gilui of Reb Shimon Bechoy. Before every Zgalus, there's a darkness that revolves around Mashiach, surrounds Mashiach, Choshech. It was the Dorei Shel Shmad, Chazal tells us, Dorei Shel Shmad before Reb Shimon Bechoy. Dorei of big Difus Hadas, of big Torahs that the Romans inflicted on Klal Yisrael. They didn't let them keep the Torah. Probably the Oysa Ish was also part of the Choshech that surrounded Reb Shimon Bechoy. It was before the Dorei of Reb Shimon Bechoy. It doesn't have to be Mamish before. It could be a Dorei 2 or 3 before also the ending of the Oysa Ish. All choshech that's prior the light, that's klifa koydim lepri, you know, always the klifa, the shells before the fruit, the choshech, the klifa, the darkness is before the oil. Then there was another time, this galus of the Riyakodesh says in his times, begins the era of Ikvus the Mashiach. Time of the Riyah Kaddish, and there was the scholars of the Riyah Kaddish, incidentally was about the same time of the discovery of America, the time Ikvus the Mashiach, or Ikvus, the Akev of the world is the Western Hemisphere, that's the Akev, that's the lead, the Myra, the last of the world, which today in Ikvus the Mashiach, they are the strongest nation in the world, they lead the world, because it's Ikvus the Mashiach, and that was the time of the discovery of America, was the time of around the same time of the Zgalus of the Riyah and the Talmidim, prior to the Riyah Kaddish, was the Spanish Inquisition, was the Tzoros of Klal Yisrael. This is the Chavle Mashiach before the Zgalus of the Riyah Kaddish and the Talmidim, which brought down a new light of Seidus HaTorah, Mamish, a new Torah before our eyes, a Mamish Zgalus, such a revelation, such a Zgalus, that Mamish. It wasn't in generations before. Pnimis HaTorah is definitely, in other words, I said before that someone doesn't, it's not a chassid, it's not a pekoros, but if he doesn't believe in Pnimis HaTorah, he doesn't believe in Kabbalah, he's already a pekoros or very close to an pekoros. Pnimis HaTorah and Kabbalah, because that Pnimis HaTorah and Kabbalah is accepted in all of Klal Yisrael, all Gedoilim. Gdoila Nigla, Gdoila Nista, all accepted it. It's a Chazal, and Chazal Behadi speak about it, and that's part of the Torah. Chassidus was not the Zoicha to be Mamish such an esgalus that you could consider it mamish part of Yiddishkeit. The Bar, which is a little, there's a stick of machloek is really between, not all chassidim agree with Lubavitch. Lubavitch considers chassidus almost the same like Klal Yisrael considers Kabbalah. If you're not a chassid, it's like you don't believe in Pnimi Satori, and that's very close to Apikoros. So it's not mamish, but that's a stick of machloek between Lubavitch and different chassidim. But different chassidim didn't consider them snagdim. Anything close to not being Eden, completely Eden, even the Babish considers, but they're a little drastic on how close Chassidus is to Kabbalah. Then there was another Zgalus, the Zgalus of the Baal Shem Tov. And the prior to Baal Shem Tov was also Big Tzoris, because they're Stachvetat, we know, Big Tzoris, Katshatz, Mashiach Shal Sheker, and it was very hard times of Klal Yisrael. And the times of the Zgalus of the Baal Shem Tov is around the same time when the United States, the time of the revolution, when the United States became a nation. It's all part of the Bereshit's plan to bring the Torah down to Ikvis of the Mashiach, the Ekev. And it's a big, it's a light which is called the Eurach Chassidus, a light of Chassidus. In other words, it's not only a Derech and Avodas Hashem, it's a light. What exactly that light of the Baal Shem Tov is? First of all, one thing we know, we experience, there came down the Shamas of Tzaddikim, which we mamish attained such madrigas which wasn't lefi erech hadaris, it wasn't according to the order of the generations. In other words, the Tzaddikim, the Talmid of Baal Shem, and there was a certain era from the Baal Shem Tov until basically after, you can't say exactly, some Sfarim say it was about 150 years, some say 100 years, about the, when it ended in time, Be'erich, it was considered the time of the Chayza, after the time of the Rebbe from Lublin, and maybe his Talmidim already. It was a certain era of Isgalus, of great Tzaddikim, which were mamish attained such madrigas, such high madrigas, Gilel Yoy, and Truch HaKadosh, and Avodas Hashem, like, it's mamish, it's hard to speak about it, because it was mamish, we have Ramah Sog in it, there was a lot of Tzaddikim, not one, not two, a lot of Tzaddikim, which, to me, Hashem himself had Shishim Giborim, had 60 Tzaddikim, Baal Ruch HaKadosh. The Rebbe, the Chayzad of Lublin, the Rebbe from Lublin, had hundreds of Baal Ruch HaKadosh, the Zgalas. Tzaddikim said that they could have brought Mashiach, but they didn't bring Mashiach because they felt clearly they're not missing Mashiach. The mamish living in the Emois of Mashiach. It was mamish's Zgalas, such a great Zgalas that they couldn't really daven for Mashiach. It was this Zgalas, whatever I say is said in Sfarim, I'm not saying anything on my own. That the klal that Chazal say that im arishonim kemalochem onikim neyodom and in onikim neyodom kechamorim has an exception. The Talmid of Baal Shem were an exception to it. They were shaloi lufi erech hadoris. They weren't according to the doris. Heard from tzaddikim said on the Talmidim of Rabbi Melech, the Rabbi from Lublin, the Mendel of Rimanov, that there weren't nothing less than Rav and Abai. Nothing less than Rav and Abai. They were mamash shloi lefi, not according to the order of generations. Great tzaddikim, if the Parshas of the Shoiv said that every breath, koil and shama tahal and ka, Chazal tell us on every breath you have to tahal and ka, you have to thank God. It means actually that a tzaddik, by every breath that he breathes, he's mechab Hashem, he's mechab Hayichud. When the Parshas of the Shoiv says, when he breathes in, he's mechab Hashem Avai, when he breathes out, he's mechab Hashem Elokim. So that's the Baal Derech HaTorah, it's a Malach. That's plain angel. Angel that's clothed in a good. These were Madregas that the Tzaddikim, we have no Asog in them. You open up a normal Melech, you see from every piece, whatever he says, but you see here's a person that that lived in the Olam Zalyanim. He lived in Gan Eden, he lived in the Olam Zalyanim. That was his bread and butter was the Gan Eden and he didn't live in this world. It was a Malach. A Malach came in this world. So this galus of the Baal Shem Tov came along with a derech of Avodas Hashem to have the ways, the means of attaching yourself to that isgalus. But the etzem isgalus, the etzem revelation, is a revelation that you have to be a big tzaddik and you have no real asag in it. It has to do with giluyim, with the revelations of names of the Rebbein Shalem, Soidus HaTorah, secrets of Torah, which they taught their Talmidim, person to person. It wasn't really written down, at least not Beferish, wasn't written down. Their cheder, they had their school, their cheder, and they gave over Sheamus, Mitichudim, and in Yonim Nalonim, it's concealed in Yonim of Torah, which these in Yonim brought down a certain light to the world, which we could enjoy that light because of the, like the ripple effect of that light. Not the light itself is for tzaddikim. That's of course, if someone is zoicha, according to how much he's zoicha, he could find it in their sforim. He could find their sforim, or attach himself to a certain tzaddik who is attached to these tzaddikim. Even in our generation, you have to find Dor Yosem, but you have to find a tzaddik who has at least a connection to the earth of these tzaddikim. But basically, the time of that isgalus was basically till the end of the era of the Chayz, the end sort of that time. This brought down great tzaddikim to the world. And again, what they did to the world is the same thing that the Pshim Bechari and the Riyah Kodesh did to the world. They sort of brought on a certain kedusha, which purified the neshamas of Klal Yisur. There was oisik in the tikkun of neshamas. Notice that Yiddishkeit should be able to endure all the nesiyonos of Ikvus the Mashiach, all the tumma that we find today, all the koiches that there was so much koiches that so many types of klipos of darknesses that attacked Yiddishkeit, like the Askola, like the communism, like all the precursors of Ikvus the Mashiach that Klaus had to endure, had to go through. We wouldn't be able to be eaten today if not what they did to the world, what they brought down the Kedusha to the world. They brought that the Ramelech and Rav Zishi went through all of Galicia and Poland, and they went into Golas, the self-inflicted Golas they made upon themselves, and they went through all these places trying to purify the spiritual atmosphere of that area. That Yiddishkeit should take hold of that. Shouldn't find in the place that they didn't go, the Sitrach didn't let them go. There was no Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit was very, very weak. In Germany and in Western Europe, they weren't able to go there. And there was the assimilation and the scholar took hold. And Mamash, there was hardly any Yiddishkeit. So, many stories about it, we can't elaborate, how the tzaddikim indulged themselves in that avoda of purifying the neshamas until the times of Mashiach, that Yiddishkeit should, that we today should be able to be eaten, we should be able to put on tefillin, to keep Shabbos, and probably everything that we find today, the scholars of the Baal Tshuva movement, the Ribui of Torah and Fratn Eretz Yisrael, so much Torah in Eretz Yisrael, and after such a big churban of the 6 million, and we still could continue in Yiddishkeit, could experience that Tchiyas HaMeisim, and she was sprung up, and there's a lot of Torah. That's all the thank to the tzaddikim who brought down their kedusha. And let's hope that we won't have more nesiyonos. Nesiyonos are enough. It's getting worse. The nesiyonos are getting bigger and bigger. And the tumah is getting more and more. Let's hope that it was enough. But what they were oisik, they did in bringing down a certain light, the light of Melech HaMashiach, which fights against this darkness of Ikvus the Mashiach. This is one aspect of the Inyan of Chassidus, the skullers of lights of big tzaddikim, of errors of big tzaddikim, which did to neshamas, did to the world, but we don't have to know even about it. This is what they brought down to the world. What's more pertaining to us is the derech of Chassidus, you know, certain the derech of Chassidus, how to serve Hashem according to these lights that they brought down, was to have attached to be a certain way, at least attached to these lights, the light of Chassidus, is the derech of the derech of Chassidus. Now, there's many aspects in the derech of Chassidus, and I'll try to touch on a little on a few nyanim. Chassidus is a derech of Avodas Hashem, which is built on the yisoidus, on the foundations of, which is the pnimis of Torah, yisoidus and secrets of Torah, which are revealed in Zohar, the Riyah Kaddish. When someone, a ben yeshiva, is not a chassid, once asked me why the chassidish is for me, the musa is for me, different for me, you find more, Joshua, Inyan Avodas Hashem, which is built on Rambam, which is built on Rabbeinu Yoina, which is on the Shainan, and he feels that these are the Yisoidus, these are the Yisoidus of the Ashkafa, of thinking of the Torah Ashkafa, and Avodas Hashem should be based on that, on the Inyan, which are explained in the Rishainim, Chavis Avavis, and these Rishainim. Why in Sufri Chassidus we find very little Rabbi Yoina, very little Chavis Avavis, I find sometimes, but so they find any such emphasis on Divrei Rishonim. So we told them that Chassidus is built on a different chelik of Torah. It's built on the chelik of Zohar. It's built on Zohar and it's built on the Riyah Kaddish. Rishonim are Nicholas of Torah. This is Sisrei Torah. It's a different chelik of Torah. It's a different type of avodah. It's a different. It's based on secrets of Torah. The secrets of Torah, Seidus HaTorah, is a derech and avodas Hashem, which is more, it's called the Neshmos of the Rais, the Nesham of Torah, like Shabbos, Yomid the Neshmos, the day of the Nesham, Lo Yomid the Guf HaKlal, it's not a day of Guf, it's a day of Nesham. So there's a different way of looking at every chelik of Torah according to Pnimis HaTorah, according to especially the Pnimis HaTorah, which is called what Chassidus brought down Pnimis HaTorah. To define exactly what do you mean the way that Chassidus brought down Pnimis HaTorah, in other words, there's any of Ahavas Hashem. Ahavas Hashem according to Pnimis HaTorah and how it's explained in Chassidus, Ahavas Hashem. Yiras Hashem, the fear of Hashem, how it's explained in Chassidus. How do you define it? It's really very hard to define. I think it's almost impossible to define. It has to be sensed, it can't be defined. You know, you have to see it and you have to feel it. And you have to show it, pinpoint it with your finger, what it is. That is the best way to define it, is to learn inside Sefer Chassidus. And when you see that, when you see an idea of Chassidus, even without any definition, you could feel it and you could pinpoint this is Chassidus. This is Chassidus. This is the way you learn a Noam HaLamelech, you learn a Kedushas Levi, you learn a Moranei 9, you see what they're saying, you can only say, this is Chassidus. This comes straight from the Cheder of the Baal Shem Tov. And you see a different Sefer, you see, no, this is not from the Cheder. This is from the Cheder of the Baal Shem Tov. It has to be experienced. You have to live with it. You have to feel it. You have to sense it. Like you could talk about a tzaddik. You could talk everything about how great a tzaddik is, but it doesn't come close to knowing the tzaddik personally. If you know him, that's you only see, you know, you listen to his davening. You daven with him. You see him. You live a Shabbos with him. You see him. So then all explanation in the world wouldn't explain even a little of what he saw. It's tochazi. The whole Zohar is tochazi. Come and look. Nicholas HaTor is toshema. Hear, understand. Shema means understanding. Pnimius is tochazi. You have to see it. You have to see. You have to live with it. You have to sense it. It can't be explained. It's chachma. It's not bina. Bina is called Nicholas HaTor. Bina means understanding. Chachma means seeing. Libi ra chachma arba. I saw chachma. I attach myself through my senses, through the senses of the neshama. I attach myself to chachma. It can't be explained really. Part of it could be explained, but it wouldn't do justice to chassidus if you would say if you explain chassidus. You have to emphasize the fact that as much as you explain, it's not what really. See, this really means you have to see it. You have to sense it. You have to live with it. So the best explanation of chassidus is to learn Sefer Chassidus. To learn Sefer Chassidus, to learn it, and if you learn it Shabbos, from Tzaddikim said, let's say that I heard from my Rebbe also that he can't understand Noam El Melech only on Friday afternoon after the mikveh or Shabbos. When he learns in the weekdays, he doesn't understand what it means. Many chassidim feel that way. It's not such. I heard from tzaddikim too, but it's not such a high madrega. It's a Shabbos to the limit. Really, I characterize chassidish sforim, the two types of chassidim of sifre chassidus. Most sifre chassidus are like I call them the sforim of Shabbos to the sforim of Shabbos. In other words, the main idea is not the drish that they're saying, not even the external idea that they're conveying. It's the kedusha. The kedusha is the oisius. The letters themselves, between the letters and the letters, the paper, the pen and paper. You look at it and you see it, and it's full of kedusha. It's full of neshama. It's the language of the neshama. That's all. They lift up the year to the Gan Eden. You're in Gan Eden. You're in the neshama, and you learn the sforim. It's Torah Satzadikim. You can only say. I think I could imitate the Mara Naim exactly. I could say all the Torahs of the Mara Naim says, but it's not the Mara Naim. It's nothing. It's the Mara Naim is Torahs Gan Eden. Imitation doesn't work. It's a real thing. It's the Gan Eden. This is their kedusha, their neshama. They put into their Divrei Torah. The Divrei Torah is molar of their kedusha. Of course, in a certain way, you can have certain sugyas, certain understanding, deeper understanding, but it's much more the kedusha that's not understood than the kedusha that is understood. The sugya and the attachment to the ur is much more than the part that you understand. This is svarim, which are called svarim of Shabbos. Most chassidish svarim, most sefer chassidus are such svarim. Certain Sefer Chassidus also brought down, they were malbish, they brought down that light of the Neshama in a way that became a derech halimutu. It was a shita of certain Chassidim, certain Tzadikim, that they brought down the light of Chassidus into words too, and it became like a limut gomer, like a limut like, and a certain school of thought, a derech navodis Hashem, a derech and Torah, which is very, very deep derech and avodas Hashem, a very deep understanding, which in other words they brought down the kedusha, they attached their kedusha to kelim, to words, to the plain intellect too, that you can understand it too. This is basically one of the shittas is the derech of the Baal HaTani, the derech of Chabad, was to bring down the inyan of chassidus into a limud. You could learn it and you can understand it, and there's a great emphasis on understanding. You have to understand it like you understand Shoshanag HaSapara, like you understand Gemara, and you have to learn it with your mind, don't mix your heart. Come straight with your mind, cold, learn it like you learn Ashtag Gemara, and it will, B'derech Memela, it will go into your heart. The heart and the mind work together, and it will go into the heart too. You have to work on your heart, work on your mind, and you understand it. Reb Tzadik is also such a cheder, Polish cheder, Rebbe Binnam's cheder, the Kotzke cheder was such a cheder, so many svarim, svasemes, Ishbitz's svarim, Tzadik, Beis Yaakov, all these svarim which try to bring down the nyanim of chassidus down into a limit, into a way. So these svarim are more pertaining. You could learn it in the weekdays too. You can stand the weekdays too, and you have to learn it like you learn the Ion, Gemara. And you understand it becomes a chachma atzuma, becomes a great chachma. Kuta Maran is also such a savior, but in Kuta Maran you have to, in my opinion at least, you have to have hakdomas, you have to have before, you have to know Kisveri. If you know Kisveri, you know Zohar, you know Kisveri, then you understand what he means, because he just he throws at you phrases after phrases, and he doesn't explain it. You have to understand it yourself. If you understand what he means, it's a gewaldig, a very, very deep sefer. It's one of the mamash, the deepest forum. It's mamash, I would consider it mamash Ruach HaKodesh. Ruach HaKodesh b'sgalus. Mamash, he reveals in the Yonam of Torah, which mamash, shloi kidar chatev, it can't be, it's above nature. To have so much, to pack in so much in one maimer, and I say a lot of shiurim on Kita Maran. I try to explain it at length and try made dover betoch dover. But mamish, I consider it mamish Ruach HaKodesh. But if you have the real akdamas of you know the foundations of the real Kodesh, the akdamas, so then you can understand what it means, because it doesn't really go into explanation. But if you understand it, it's also a sefer which you could learn in the weekdays too. It's a sefer of a limud, and it's a good idea to, if you have a rabbi to, who understands the Kita Maran, have a seder with him and learn with him and try to understand the Kita Maran. I believe the Rav Shlita is also in that too. So it's very chashuv to understand chassidus. There are the two types of sifrei chassidus: the chassidus of neshama, chassidus of Shabbos. It's a good idea to have a few sperm that you learn every Shabbos, and after you finish, you can change to a different svarim. But also it's a klal, that first comes Noam HaMelech. Noam HaMelech you don't botch, that goes through to 120 years. Noam HaMelech is the safe, and every Shabbos you have to learn Noam HaMelech. That's our Kabbalah. Everyone has that Kabbalah. It's the safer svarim, Noam HaMelech. Al Kaponim, but you have to have svarim which you learn, the kviyus. In other words, you learn these svarim every Shabbos. And Hashem shall help that you feel the neshama. Feel the neshama of these svarim. It's mamash kuloi oyer, kuloi neshama, kuloi yom shekuloi Shabbos. The noyem haShabbos, mamash. And also, it's good to learn svarim in the weekdays, to learn svarim which would give you pashut, a longdasher, litvisher understanding of chassidus. Mamash, like you could say a longdasher, a prime shir of chassidus. And mamish understand chassidus, the prime self learned chassidus, and he learned svasamis, he learned chassidus, along the way of understanding Torah is chassidus. That's pertaining to the limit of chassidus. In other words, part of it could be pinpointed with your finger, let's say, talchazi, that's the Shabbos, and part of it, which was brought down by certain tzaddikim, could be understood and learned at length, like lamdas, and would open you up new gates in Torah, mamish new gates, and understand older v'chazal, understanding the world, understanding the Torah, understanding what the current events, understanding history, everything. It's the limit of chassidus, the chachmas of chassidus. Now let's touch on few inyanim in Avodas Hashem, according to Inyan of Chassidus. Let's start with the Inyan of Ahavas Yisrael, the love of your fellow Jew, of a Yid. Ahavas Yisrael, which Chassidus took on a new level, Mamash, a new Madrega, the Inyan of Ahavas Yisrael. It's based on the Yisoid, which is mentioned in Zohar, which is I think is probably familiar. The Maimon Zohar, the Raisa, Kutshu Baruch Hu, the Torah, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the Yisrael and Klal Yisrael, all the same thing. It's not Mamash the Loshon HaZohar, but the Zohar says the Zohar, that the Torah, the Rabbein Yisrael and Klal Yisrael is one. In other words, what's Pshat of Ahavas Yisrael, of the love of a Yid. until the Baal Shem Tov, it was more basically a mitzvah of after Racha Kamoicha was a mitzvah Bein Adam Mechaberah. It was a mitzvah that, in other words, you have to, just like it's a part of the middle, like you have to be a Baal Chesed, you have to do Chesed, you have to be a kind person, you have to be a good person. You shouldn't envy the sikkim, the sitter. You shouldn't envy your friend. You shouldn't steal. You should have to be righteous, justice, kind. Everything. It's a midos toys. You have to be midos of. You have to have the same character traits like the Rebbeinu Shlomo. You have to be like the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Mahu racham. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is a racham. You are a racham. You have to be merciful. You have to be kind. You have to be loving, you have to be a chanan, you have to be a good person. Ishtoid, you have to be a leif toid, you have to be a ishtoid, you have to be a good person. A mitzvah by Nadam Machaver, so it's also a mitzvah after Rach Kamoicha. In other words, you shouldn't be egoistic, you're self-centered, I, should we say I all day, who's, you should have a capital I, who's your I, maybe he's the I, who says you're the I, maybe he's that, why is he less than you? Because you are you, he's he. So you have to be. So it's only right that you should love him like yourself. Wow, who makes ma'achazus? Like the Gemara says, ma'achazus. What do you say? The dimach the dach. Who says your blood is redder than his blood? He has the same red blood like you. So what makes you bigger than him? So you have to. So it's only the seichel, the mind says that it's only right and just to treat your friend like yourself. And it also makes you have to be a kind person. So mitzvah not machaber. And when you wanted to be beslahavus, when a rav said a drasha, you could say a drasha with the greatest slahavus. I know the word slahavus in English to be tzakacht, and it's called in Yiddish slahavus, enthusiastic slahavus. In the Indian, you could speak about the Rebbeinu Shlomo, Havas Hashem. He was tzekocht in Ahavas Hashem. He was slahavas in Ahavas Hashem. Gevaldik, the Rebbeinu Shlomo was so, and Mamish, he started dancing, and Mamish, the greatness of the Rebbeinu Shlomo, Ahavas Hashem. He would be tzekocht in Ahavas HaTorah. He could say the greatness of Torah. Rosh Hashiva could stand up and dance with the Torahs, and be tzekocht in Ahavas HaTorah. The Gevaldik Kiddush of Torah. The Gevaldik Kiddush of Torah. Torah is Hashem. What's Hashem? Torah is Hashem. But no one was ever to koch the naiv. Couldn't take a yid and to koch him in a naiv. He to koch him in the kiddush of a yid. Koch in the kiddush of a yid. So that's one of the kiddush of chassidus. Just like you be to koch in a havas Hashem. Just like you be to koch in a havas HaTorah. The same way you could be to koch in the hav of a yid. Arise the kiddush of Yisrael. It's the same kiddush. In other words, just like you believe in the Kedushas HaTorah, even though you don't understand always the Torah, you believe in the Kedushas HaTorah, you don't always feel the Kedushas HaTorah, but you know that there is Kedushas HaTorah. You don't always feel a Havas Hashem many times. You have a question on why did the Rebbeinu Shlomo do this, why did the Rebbeinu Shlomo do this, but you have a Muna, you believe, and you have a Havas Hashem, b'chol levavcho, b'chol nafshu, b'chol mayed, b'chol midrash yimoedet lach, even if he does things that you don't understand, even does things that you don't like, you have a Havas Hashem. The Baal Shem Tov taught that even a Yid does things that you don't understand, even if a Yid does things that you might consider a Rasha, you should believe in the Kiddush of his Neshama. You should know that even though Yisrael Api Shachata, even though he did Averis, still, in a certain, in his innermost Neshama, he can't diminish that. Ma'am Rab lo yichlo l'chavas ahav. You should believe in the kedusha of your own neshama, and you should believe in the kedusha of neshama of l'rayacha of yichaver of ayid. And it became a new avodas Hashem by tzaddikim, by chassidim, by tzaddikim. It expressed itself in very different ways. But nu avodas Hashem, the avoda of a harvest Yisrael as a mitzvah by Nadam Lamakim, not as a mitzvah by Nadam Lachaver, not as a midah toiva, not as a good midah, but as part of the. You can't have the Kiddush Shabbos if I'm not surrounded with Yidden, I'm not together with Yidden, I dance with Yidden, and with Klal Yisrael together with the world of Klal Yisrael. That's part of my Shabbos. That's part of my Kiddush Shabbos. Just like I can't keep the Shabbos without learning Torah. I can't keep the Shabbos without. It's Ahavas Yisrael is part of Ahavas Hashem. So that expressed itself in many different ways, but to lift it up the Ahavas Yisrael to new heights, the new, it means something else completely. Certain tzaddikim mamish davened for klal. It's expressed themselves through tefillah. They davened for every yid, all the koyches. They were moisen nefesh. For every yid, they gave up their olam haba for a yid should have a yeshua beruchnis of the gashmis. They were mamish moisen nefesh themselves for the yeshua of klal Yisrael, the yeshua of every proud of klal Yisrael. Many by different chassidim it expressed themselves of stam having a connection to of klal, to being a chaver of of klal, to live have very close chaverim together, to serve Hashem together, to have chaburis. To serve Hashem like one person, kamoicha meant like one person. We want the shama. We serve Hashem together. We want chabura. It's certain chassidim that made chaburas together. Like they serve Hashem like one person. I'm a chroif. I'm responsible for you. You're responsible for me. It's amosh chaberim. Like one shama. It's all part of the idea of Ahavas Yisrael as being inyan neshama, inyan Ruchni and Nishami, which is Kiddushas Elikus. It's expression of a revelation of the Kiddushas Hashem, which just as like it expresses itself in Torah, it expresses itself in the union of Nishmas Yisrael, of the Nishamas of Klal Yisrael. Which is similar to that, but not Mamish, this union, which is the union of a Rabbi and a Talmud. Amunas Tzaddikim. What's pshat of a Rebbe? What's pshat of a Rebbe in a Talmud? According to Niglas HaTorah, as much as it's revealed in Niglas HaTorah, a Rebbe is someone who teaches a Talmud, teaches him Avodas Hashem, teaches him Torah. He's his teacher. So he's his ruchnistic teacher. Brings him to Chai Olam Haba because he teaches him. He learns from him. He could be his role model in Avodas Hashem. It's part of being a rabbi. He looks how he serves Hashem, and he wants to go on that derech, imitate him, try to be on the same derech, serve Hashem like his rabbi serves. He inspires him. He teaches him. That's the pashut pshat of a rabbi. The whole generation. That's a rabbi. According to the Derech Chassidus, comes part of the, that's very much together with the revelation of that Oyer of Chassidus, which empowered Tzaddikim with that Koyach. According to Pnimi Zatorah, a Rebbe is not only a teacher. A Rebbe is a Shoresh HaNefesh. A Rebbe is considered the Moshe Rabbeinu, who is our Rebbe, is not only our teacher. He's the Shoresh of, the Zohar says he's the Shoresh of all Klal Yisrael. He's the communal Neshama, the Neshama Kailalas, who is Kailal all of Klal Yisrael. All of Klal Yisrael are part of Moshe, are sort of tributaries of that main source of Neshamas, which is called Moshe. So Moshe is our Rebbe, so that's part of every Rebbe. Every Rebbe is he's the Shoresh and Nefesh of his Talmidim, and that's why he teaches his Talmidim, because he's their Shoresh. He's the source from, in other words, not only he teaches them, it's more than he teaches. Teaching them is only a keli, a vessel, how the Ur should be channeled from the Rebbe to the Talmud. Really, all the ruchnis that got tzlocha of the Talmud is through the Rebbe. The Rebbe Shem gives to the Rebbe certain lights, and from the Rebbe it goes over to the Talmud. In other words, the Rebbe is like the Moshe of his Dor, the Moshe of his Talmidim, and from the Rebbe it goes over to his Talmidim. Now, that by big people, by great people, by great talmidim, by great rabbis, and great talmidim, they had a certain way of which is called it's a avoid the pnimus, which you have to know how to do it. I won't now explain it, and probably have to be on the madrega to do it, to which is called to be mekasher yourself to the neshama of the Rebbe. They attach themselves to the neshama of the Rebbe. How that attachment is made, that's a any pnimi, you have to be on the madrega for it, but that's any which is called skashers. They mekasher themselves to the Rebbe, and through the skashers to the Rebbe, but of course everything has to have a pshat too. It's not every any pnimi has a pshat. Pshat is that since the Rebbe speaks their language, the Rebbe is the one that speaks to their neshama, speaks to the certain great people, but he's not my Rebbe. He doesn't touch my neshama. His words don't touch my neshama. His avodas Hashem, he's not my Rebbe. Certain Rebbes, which doesn't have to be the biggest Rebbe, it could be, but he's considered a Rebbe. He's mamunah v'ashamayim to be a mashpia for Talmidim. So he has a certain ingredient. I don't know how to call it exactly. A certain ingredient that when he davens, his all the Talmidim daven along with him. They just feel along with him. They feel what he feels. Liboy, like the Rambam says in the Melech Yisrael, Liboy leiv kolam. A Melech Yisrael is like a Rebbe. A Melech Yisrael is Liboy leiv kolam. When he davens like David HaMelech, Nim Zemiris Yisrael, when you say Tillim, you attach yourself to David HaMelech, and David HaMelech davens in you. The part of David, which is in you, every neshama davens out of your mouth. That's David HaMelech, Nim Zemiris Yisrael. So every Rebbe is in a certain way, his Torah speaks to you, or his Avodah speaks to you, or the whole person speaks to you. He's your light. So now the meaning of iskashus of a Rebbe and a Talmud takes on a new meaning. In other words, even if you're a Pasha Teid, you can't learn from your Rebbe. You can't even learn the Derech Avodah from your Rebbe. You're very far from your Rebbe. But somehow when you come close to the Rebbe, and Shama gets lighted up. Even Pashtin, very, very plain people, very simple people. And they came to the Rebbe, and they came to the Rebbe, plain being attached to the Rebbe, lit up their neshama. Knowing the Rebbe, knowing, thinking about the Rebbe, being attached, lit up, of course it has a pshat, everything has to have a pshat too. The pshat is by thinking about your Rebbe, by having a connection there, of course, that brings good things. That brings the influence of your Rebbe. The picture of the Rebbe is the, if he's your role model or not. But he has to be your role model. You mekushet it. I mean, it has to have a good effect on you. So he's your Rebbe. So he's your Rebbe in avodas Hashem. But the pshat is only an external part of the pnimis. The real pnimis is that his neshama is attached to your neshama. What you feel is not only because you think about him, because you get inspired by thinking about him. It's more than that. It's the neshama is attached. But think about it, you intensify that connection. But this is how Chassidus explained discussions of tzaddikim. So Mamela so took on a new heights. In other words, even pushed the people could be a kusher, and they could be a kusher very, very strong to tzaddikim. They lived there. They mamsh breathed the light of the tzaddik. They couldn't. The whole mahus, the whole being was the kesher to the tzaddik. Even though they're very, very poshut, but what they heard from the tzaddik, what they saw by the tzaddik, that inspired them so much and that lifted them up so much that they left an impression on whatever they did and whatever they said and whatever their whole life became different because of the connection to the tzaddik. Of course, these tzaddikim who had Talmid of Hashem had a certain koyach, a certain pnimistik, they were powered with a certain pnimistik koyach to have a way on strengthening that connection. They had a way of the secret that tzaddikim have of laying a kvittel. Laying a kvittel is not the laying. You read a note of names. It's tzaddikim have You have to have a Kabbalah on it. You have to have a Kabbalah, you have to have a Kabbalah, Ishm Piyish. And it's a certain madreg. It's a certain madreg of learning a kvittel. That you can see in the light, the names of the kvittel, you can see the Sherish and Nafish of the Chassid. And when the Chassid comes to his Rabbi, of course, there's a lot of madregas of Rabbis. I have to go back. The main time of that was, when you could say all Rabbis had that, was until the era, till after the Chosah, Berch. Afterwards, it's not yesh v'yesh. It's certain rabbis are rabbis, but I wouldn't say that they're more than not Talmid of Hashem. It's like the posh rabbis. I wouldn't say that every rabbi today that takes a kvittel knows what says is in the madriga of many kvittel. It's a many rabbis saying b'yidayim, and they spell for Yidden, they spell for him, and they dam for him, and. It's the Pashtun Pshat of Yom Spal Fahid. But the real Madrega that Tzadikim had of Leinik Fitler, it's a Madrega. It's a Madrega, it's a Kabbalah and Piyush, and you learn the Fitler, and you see the Sharish and Nefesh. See how much you see. There's a lot of Madregas in that. How much you see the Sharish and Nefesh. In other words, when a person comes that it's missing something, he's missing Parnassah. So the Tzadik knows that he's not missing Parnassah, he's missing a certain Indian in his Nefesh, which expresses itself in his chasor and panos. And the tzaddik has a way of being sucking that in. These are derech tzaddikim, which we can't go in, at least not this year, how tzaddikim are oisig in derinian, sucking derinian b'sharish, and mainly as panos. It's not the going, like the original ones asked someone, when someone comes to you with a kvittel, so what do you do? So he said, I don't, Hashem, you should have panos, you have a refuah. The religion said that this kind of Chababa Ichta. The grandmother could do that too. Even a plain Jewish, pious Jewish woman could do that. You have to go to the Rebbe for that. The Rebbe looks at it, the religion told him, he sees what's missing from him. He sees the Chsor and B'sharish. He sees what's missing in at its source. And he's misaken that whatever way he's misaken. And through that he has Panasa too. In other words, the panasa, everything gashmis has to be attached to ruchnis. If the Benjamin gives someone gashmis without being attached to ruchnis, so then it's shalom sign of alpan of lavida. That's not what we're looking for. You're not looking, when you come to a tzaddik for a yeshua, you're not looking to have the yeshua. Yeah, when you come to a tzaddik for panasa, it's not that you're looking to have panasa. You're looking that your panasa should come from the mekor of the kedusha. You don't look parnasa from. You don't need parnasa that comes stam playing gashmis parnasa without the ruchnis in the parnasa. Like the Rebbe from Lublin said, when I mashpi someone parnasa, I put in Yerushalayim the parnasa, because the chesar and parnasa comes from chesar and Yerushalayim. When I get mashpi parnasa, I'm also mashpi with Yerushalayim together with that parnasa. Because the parnasa is only a levush, a vessel of the Yerushalayim. But this is a madregis, of course, a madregis of tzaddikim. So again, the kashas of tzaddikim meant a different thing. Not only teaching; teaching was only the external part of it, the vessel of receiving that light, which means that the tzaddik is the shayrish anafesh, and he's the shayrish which brings light to all his anafim, to all the parts of his neshama, all the pratim of that klal, which is the tzaddik which the neshama is on a cushion. So later I'll end with at least one more in. Maybe this in here. It's important, everything that is really has to be explained at length. I'm trying to be as much as I can. I'm limited at the time again, so I hope that everyone will understand. The Indian of Chassidus is something which, as much as everything needs a shmir, it needs a shmir, has to be protected, it shouldn't be falsified. So Yim Halacha, everything could be twisted around, could be, it has to be G'dayla Dor, should stand on the watch, it should be kept right, it should be kept like it's meant. You know, even Lahavdil in law, in the outside world, in the Olam Achol, the Olam of the mundane world, and law could be misinterpreted. You can interpret law if you're not loyal to the intention of the law, to the intention of the one that instituted the law. You could twist around law as much as you could. You could falsify it. You could do it with a code of laws, whatever you want. You twist it around. It's not according to the intention of what it was given. So even the Shulchan Aruch also needs a shmir. The Poiske Ador and the Gdoy Ador always shimer of the Shulchan Aruch that it should be kept like it's meant to be kept, like the Kavana, like the intention of the Noisim HaTorah, of the Rebbein Shem who gave the Torah. Let's say this is written. I know. I could see many examples that you can twist around the whole Torah, and you can be matter everything. You can find a heter for everything, if you want. So, you know, you just twist it around, and then you find a heter for everything. So, of course, the Klalish is entrusted to keep the Torah, to interpret the Torah. Can see no samusina. And Gedolei Hador and Klalish are entrusted by Hashem. That Hashem gave us the Torah, and He trusts us that we will keep the Torah like Nosa Messina, and these are our Gedolim, our Tzadikim, that we're on the Shmira, that the Torah should be kept right. As much as Halacha needs a Shmira, Chassidus needs a much bigger Shmira. Because Halacha has much more guidelines. Halacha is Halacha. Chassidus is not Halacha. Chassidus has no. It's not like Halacha. Or Yotzer, not Yotzer. Yotzer is Halacha. There's a Psak. Chassidus is Lefimishur Sadeh. Chassidus can be very much misinterpreted. Chassidus means a very big shmir, and that's one of the reasons Snagdim were so much were so much afraid of Chassidus, because they were afraid that they wouldn't have the right shmir. Could be, if you make on Zman Tefillah, let's say Chassidim are make on the Indian, they're lenient on this Zman Tefillah, because they feel that the main idea of Tefillah is the Kavanas HaTefillah, that the Halacha is Halacha Shacharach, Kavanas HaTefillah is Halacha Shacharach Beferish. Shacharach says that you have to lift yourself up to a Madrega, close to a Madrega of Nebuah, which this is means Kavanas HaTefillah, and this is like, I say usually that's like the word of a Pchai. Chaim, the ones that ask Chaim Brisky, they ask them on the Halacha of Shacharach on about Tefillah. The about Tefillah has to have certain qualifications of becoming about Tefillah. He has to be over 30. He has to have a mishpacha and many qualifications of what about Tefillah is. And there were two about Tefillahs. They asked Chaim had two choices. One had all the qualifications of about Tefillah. But Justin having a good voice, he wasn't a good ball filler. And one didn't have all the qualifications, but he was a good ball filler. He was a person who could daven. He had a good voice. He was a chazan. He could daven very nice. So which is before? Shacharach doesn't say that ball filler has to have a good voice. Shacharach mentions qualifications on a ball filler. So which one is before? So Chaim says the one that could daven nice, he comes before the one that has all the qualifications of the Ram Shana, all the Shlosh Shana, Beis Reikam, all the... Why? Because Chaim says the Shachar is speaking about Baal Tefillah. Baal Tefillah has to have qualifications. This person doesn't know how to daven, he's not a Baal Tefillah. Shachar doesn't speak about it, he's not a Baal Tefillah. Shachar is speaking of someone who is a Baal Tefillah, now what are his qualifications? But he has to be a Baal Tefillah, that's of course, that's self-understood, he has to be a Baal Tefillah. So Chassidim looked at the Shachar many times and were magdir it in such a way that, let's say, you speak about Tefillah, there's Hilchas Tefillah and there's Tefillah. First you have to daven. First daven, then there's Hilchas Tefillah. Of course, there's hell, you have to keep Hilchas Tefillah. But if there's Shaila, if there's a Mokim, of course, there has to be a Mokim in Halacha too. But you can be more lenient, you can be more Meitla. Halacha has to have a Mokim in Halacha. You have to be Meitla, that you could be Meitla in Halacha. But you don't have to be so much machmer. You could be more lenient on Hilchas Tefillah, be more machmer on Tefillah itself. And be more machmer on the Etzem Tefillah. First, daven. Like, you know, ask the Rebbe, which Nisuch we should daven? Ashkenaz, Sfarad, he said, what's the difference? First, daven. Then we'll speak about the Nisuch. You have to daven. Davening means kavanah. Davening means kavanah. Davening means tveikus. Davening means davening, like the Shemar says it in davening. So Chassidim were many times, especially according to the Madrega, they were makel on, of course they had a term on that, they were makel on Zman Tefillah, but Leman Tefillah. But of course it needs a shmir. Not everyone now, all of a sudden there's no Zman Tefillah. There's no Zman Tefillah. Today there's it needs a tefillah. I would say, it doesn't need anything. Call the Batam Adrasha, Chassidish Batam Adrasha, and they daven the Ketchila, without any reason, after Zman Tefillah and after, many times after Chatzos. There was many times Chassidim were making on eating before davening. It's a Hatcher Shacharach also, it's a little bit chalish. You can't daven, you could be making on eating. But eating the Tefillah, most Chassidim weren't making on that, but there are certain Chassidim, Russian Chassidim, Babajan, a certain chassidim, a slonim, a certain remakel on eating before davening. But the heter is only because you can't daven. If you're not eating before, you can't daven. And of course, it means that you're preparing yourself for a davening, a real davening. No, it's not a heter to go eat before daven. And you can go to train places where there's nothing. It needs a shmir. Of course, chassidim needs a shmir. Chassidus worked on Amunas Tzaddikim. Amunas Tzaddikim. What's called Amunas Tzaddikim? We said before, the Skashus Tzaddik. You have to be attached to Tzaddik. Amuna means, Amuna na Tzaddik, what's called Amuna? Amuna means, it comes after the realization. You realize. And you come to a conclusion. And that conclusion you come because I wouldn't really call it Amuna. I would call it Hasaga and you're just not fooling yourself. You see this person and you see he's above your Madrega completely. He's above your intellect. In other words, you can't judge him. You're not on the Madrega, you're not on the level to judge him, not favorably and not Chas V'Shalom Darus Faket. You're not on the Madrega to judge him. Let's say if a person says, this tzaddik, a tzaddik, my Rebbe can't do an aver. He can't do an aver. It's not true. Moshe Rabbein, the Torah says that Moshe Rabbein also did an aver. You know, I'm not talking Moshe Rabbein's aver, but he did the Torah, you can't say different than the Torah. Torah criticizes almost every tzaddik. Almost every tzaddik is under criticism of the Torah. Avraham Avinu, Yitzchak, Melitzecha Pashim, the Chazal, even in the Avos HaKadosh, you can't say a tzaddik is void of averes. Of course, his averes are on his level, his level is called an aver. You can't say a tzaddik is void of averes. Tzaddik also do an aver. And he's not, doesn't come in, all the main tzaddik was, she asked to table a yechtach. He's still a tzaddik. And so a person, a chassid would say, my tzaddik can't do an aver. It's not emes. If a different chassid would come and, if a snag would come and say in the rabbi, he did this, he did an aver, he did that. A different chassid would come and judge him favorably, defend his rabbi. So no, the reason why rabbi did so like this is because this, and he judges, he sees what his rabbi does and judges and defends him. It's not right to defend him too. You're not on the madrega to defend him also. Just like he can't judge him at fault, he can't judge him favorably too. You're not the one to judge him, b'chlal. You're not on his madrega. He's higher above. His averis, his mitzvahs are not on the, doesn't pertain to you. It's his cheshbon with the Rebbein Shlom, and with you it doesn't, unless he does such an averi that he can become ois tzaddik, he's become no more tzaddik. It could also happen, chas v'shalom, but if it's not that, he's still a tzaddik, he's not on your madrega b'chlal, he's not on your madrega, he's above your judgment, above your madrega, and his mitzvahs and the madrega don't pertain to you. It pertains to his connection with Hashem. So, Amunas Tzaddikim means the realization that he is above your madrega, you don't understand him, you have Amunah in him, it means that he's above whatever he does is treated with Amunah. It's not treated with your intellect, it's Amunah because he's above you. He's completely above your intellect. Now, Emunah Tzaddik, everything in the Torah, if it goes too much, if it goes too far, I heard from my Rebbe, he was an enigma of the Rav Shtzerov, he said, the Rav Shtzerov came down to this world to take out the faults of Chassidus. They had the Kugel from Tzaddik, he was a Gilgal of the Baal Shem Tov, and he came out to, he said, my Rebbe put it this way, everything has could have soilus to it, could have faults to it, could have soilus, the opposite of good, some bad too. And in the high, the holy stuff, the holy thing, there's nothing holy in Chassidus. Chassidus could also have faults. And you have to take out the faults of Chassidus. So the klal is everything that goes too much. It goes too much. It's too much. Even the high, the holy thing has its gedor in the Torah. Amun Sadiqim has its gedor. Amun Sadiqim is a tzaddik and he's above your intellect and you have Amun. But you can't be busy a whole day. Rabbi, my Rabbi. And the whole day, sooner or later, I think they're not real chassidim. It's the psoilus of chassidim. When the Rebbe Shem helps you, he had a refuah, the Rebbe Shem helped you. Oh, I have such a great Rabbi. I'll thank my Rabbi. Sooner or later, the Rabbi will become the Chas V'Shalom and Abed Zara. Thank the Rebbe Shem. It's the Rebbe Shem that helped you. Your Rebbe has his place. He's the tzaddik and he has his mokim. In the world, his mokim, he has a certain relationship with the Rebbe and has his mokim. Of course, his schus could help and everything. But if he goes too far, it becomes an Abed Zara. And Amun Sadiqim could become an Abed Zara too. Everything that goes too far becomes a chassar. So chassidim, tzaddikim, worked very much on that to watch to guide chassidus on its right guidelines and to watch it. It shouldn't become falsified. That's why the Chiddush HaRen, when he saw that the Kotzke Derech was too much, it wasn't understood properly. The Kotzke Rebbe wanted to have only a few chassidim, didn't want to have a big oil, because he felt that his derech was too high for most people, they wouldn't understand it in the right way. So it happened that he had a lot of chassidim, but as soon as the Chiddush HaRen took down Hoge, he became the Rebbe, he changed, Mamash, he made a revolution in Kotz, because he felt, he was the shining around the chassidus of Kotz, he felt that the oilim wouldn't understand it, and a generation from now, it will become Chas V'Shalom, I don't know. It will become a big sakana to Yiddishkeit. Kotsk was a very, 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 very drastic derech. It had to have a big shmir. Kotsk, that's why there was so much snagdus on Kotsk. They had to have a big shmir. And most drachim chassidus that were sort of a very high drachim, very great drachim, a very kiddusha, malo kiddusha, but they needed a shmir. Most of these drachim had also the biggest snagdus, and this is the purpose of the snagdus, to watch it, it should be on its right way. So that's another aspect that you have to understand the chassidus, that many times Frat Terein, there's a Dar Yosem, I won't go into Protem, I know everything I say would be many opinions and everything, get machloikis and this, today it's a big Dar Yosem, and in many ways, certain chassidim, they go in the name of Chassidus, I would say it's the opposite of Chassidus. The opposite of Chassidus, it's falsified Chassidus, mamash. And you have to know that you have to have the right hadrach in Chassidus. You have to have the right hadrach. You have to know, you have to have every inion of Chassidus, the highest inion of Chassidus also has to have a certain pshat. Has to be according to. There's a plain pshat to everything. There's no inyan without a pshat. Give a moshel, let's say. I'll give a certain moshel. I don't know if it's the best moshel. I'll end with that. Just I have now on my mind. It can be made better, Michelle. There's a certain way of davening. which it doesn't have to be. It's not exactly the I wouldn't call it the derech chassidus in davening. It's more the derech hamakabbalah, the bali kabbalah, the bali soy daven that way. And many chassidim, since chassidus is very close to kabbalah, it's a derech which is rooted in kabbalah. So many tzaddikim, the leaders of chassidim, and many big chassidim davened also in that derech, the derech of the kabbalah. Yeah, when kabbalah is to daven away, of course, you have to mind perish amilus. You have to have if you daven, you say haluka, and you mechaven haluka is gematria alekim, and it's gematria also the halil of haluka is gematria the shem adnus, and the yud kevav haluka is gematria eker, and you have and it's the letters of the shem avaya, and a lot of kavanas of haluka with yichudim and kavanas and shemus and a lot. But if you have all the kavanas and you don't have a mind haluka the pashtu pshat haluka that you praise Hashem, so you're not yoytzer, all the kavanas and you're not yoytzer, and it's not that you didn't dab, you weren't yoytzer. You learn Krishna in such a way and say Shema is shame, like Riya Kodesh shame ayin, and all the kavanas of Krishna, you're not mechavim pashtu Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, you're not yoytzer. You didn't learn Krishna. I would call you a Pasha Yisrael if you did it amazing. You didn't learn Krishna. Okay. But there's a derech of the Kabbalah they daven. The Macham Kavanas, of course the Macham Perish Amilus too, but the Eran Kavanas too. Eran Kavanas, Shemus and Kavanas. And Macham Shemus, Tzerufim, and every day has its own Shemus, its own Tzerufim. So, by Tzadikim and Tzvet, it becomes revealed to them when they daven, new Shemus, new Kavanas, and new Eiris. You have to understand Kavanas Hashem is not playing gematrias. It's not gematrias, it's not letters, it's certain lights that can't be explained, but it's veiled in a certain gematria and a certain shame. But it's a certain light, the light of the names of Hashem. Which is Kabbalah, when they daven, they attach themselves to these lights, and that's how they daven. And today, many people learn Kabbalah, and from Eretz Yisrael, many Chaverim in Eretz Yisrael, and she was having Kabbalah, and there's Kabbalah of Zerid, there's many Kabbalahs. Many times, Yingalite asked them if they should daven with Kabbalahs or they should daven plain. Without Kabbalahs, or should daven with Kabbalahs, should daven plain. So usually I ask them, depends on who asked me, but if it's a Yingaman that I feel that whatever benefit of davening with Shemus, so I ask them like this. I don't know if he ran the Madrega to be Mechavan Shemus and be Poyal, all the Shemus have to be Poyal by Yom Salyonim and bring down all the Yechudim and be Miyachd Yechudim. It's a high Madrega, maybe a little, as someone is a certain Madrega. I wouldn't see. The question is like this. When you have Shemus, you daven better, you don't daven so good. It makes you davening better. It makes you daven less, not so good. It makes you daven better. You have a chiyuv of Shulchan Aruch. You have a chiyuv to daven good. Daven good. It makes you daven good. You daven good. You daven. When you have Shemus, you feel Ahavas Hashem. You feel Yiras Hashem. You feel the words. Of course, you also Macham Perish Amilus. Of course, that's, you have to Macham Perish Amilus. You Macham to play, but it lifts you up and you daven good. So, if it's you have a chiyuv to daven good. In other words, there's a pshat out there. There's a pshat. You have to daven good. You have to daven good. It makes you daven good. You could daven good. The rest, you have to be on the madrega. In other words, when even a big tzaddik, when he asks him, why am I Chacham Shemus? So he has a pshat in that. Without the soid, without the yichudim, without the kavanas, without everything that he does, that he's not able to say, he has a plain pshat too. I daven good like this. The Shulchan Aruch tells me to daven good. I daven good. I daven better. When I have Chacham Kavanas, I daven better. So everything Chassidus has a pshat, and once you neglect the pshat, you mazniach the pshat, then you're in a big sakana. Because the Torah is given with a pshat, and the Misnagdim were afraid of that it might be falsified, and you mazniach, you'll neglect the pshat, and you only indulge yourself in the high kavanas, and that's not the kavanas of Torah. The kavanas of Torah is everything. That's the chokhmah of the Torah, everything that's the highest inyan of Ruchni, has a plain pshat in this world too. It has a mashal, has a pshat, and Navi should be maznir the pshat. You always have to. Everything someone asked, many times tzaddikim say things, let's say which people have kashas on them, they have questions. No, that's they say things that might be shine of a noise dvarim that actually shine mal mechaber berabim, and tzaddikim, of course they were sakn shams with that, sakn. But also had a pshah, had a posh pshah. First of all, they showed enough to the oilam, enough kedusha, enough madregis, they showed to the oilam that they could expect from the oilam not to be down the lekav chayv. In other words, if you're down the tzaddik lekav chayv, you say that what he did, he was oiv and anoyz devarim, if the tzaddik would have to reckon with that, so then it would be a certain fault of the tzaddik. He makes people be chayshidim. But the tzaddik showed enough kedusha and not madregis to the oilam to expect from the oilam not to be judged according to his pshat. And if someone judges him according to the pshat, that's his problem. It's his problem. He's over. It's his problem. The tzaddik showed him enough. And the person that he was malbim pnei chaveri, he also should know that the tzaddik does him a great toive with that. And it's not a pgiv by an adam l'chaveri, because he showed enough to this person, to expect from this person to understand that the tzaddik is doing him a big toive. This is a good pshah. He wasn't even bald b'nei chaveri b'ram, because this person did it like with his askam, it was with his mechila, with his askam. If he wasn't moichel, and he died, that's his problem. He should have been moichel. It's pshat. He's a rasha. He doesn't have a munis tzaddikim. He doesn't have a munis. He's not down the tzaddik l'kav schus. So, in other words, the kids said that everything has to have a pshat. And chassidus needs a shmir. As a shmir, shouldn't go astray from the pshat. It should be a real chassidus. No, let's hope Hashem should help us. We should be real chassidim. According to the kavana of chassidus. Should bring down the light of Torah, the light of Nimis, the light of Melech HaMashiach, Matim HaSarat Vachem, this world, this Galus, Rachman, Meir, Amen.